Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. In our last episode, we met Gideon, a man who felt weak but learned that with God's help, he could be strong and brave. Today, we'll hear about another man who was known for his incredible strength. So strong he could fight lions and lift heavy gates. But he sometimes forgot that his power came from God. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Before Samson was born, an angel appeared to his mother and told her she would have a special son. He would be set apart for God's work and would begin to save Israel from its enemies, the Philistines. The angel said he should never cut his hair. This was part of a promise between Samson and God, called a vow. As Samson grew, God blessed him with amazing strength. He could tear a lion apart with his bare hands and win battles against many men all by himself. For many years, Samson fought the Philistines and did great things. But Samson had a weakness. He didn't always make wise choices. One day, he fell in love with a woman named Delilah. The Philistine rulers saw this as their chance to trap him. They went to Delilah and told her to find out the secret of Samson's strength for a reward. Delilah then asked Samson to tell her the secret. Samson didn't tell her the truth. Instead, he said, "If anyone binds me with 7 fresh bowstrings, I'll become as weak as any other man." That night, while Samson slept, Delilah tied him up with bowstrings and made an alarm. "The Philistines are here." But Samson snapped the bowstrings easily. Delilah tried again. She said, "You're making fun of me. Tell me the real secret." Samson told her that if anyone tied him with new ropes, he'd be weak. She tied him with new ropes, but again, he broke free. Delilah didn't give up. "You don't love me. Tell me the truth." Samson said, "If you weave the 7 braids of my hair into a loom, I'll be weak." She did, but again, Samson escaped. Finally, Delilah kept asking and asking until Samson was tired of it. He told her the truth, that if his hair was cut, he would lose his strength. While Samson slept, Delilah had someone cut his hair. Then she made an alarm. "The Philistines are here." This time, Samson's strength was gone. The Philistines captured him, blinded him, and took him to prison. Years later, during a great feast in a Philistine temple, Samson prayed one last prayer. He asked the Lord for strength just once more. God answered, and Samson pushed against the pillars of the temple. The building fell, defeating many of the Philistines. Samson's story reminds us that our gifts and talents come from God, and we must use them to honor Him, not ourselves. Let's think about a few things together. Have you ever forgotten that something you're good at is really a gift from God? How can you use your talents to serve Him today? Thank you for joining me today to hear about Samson's rise and fall. Next time on Wonderfully Made, we'll begin the story of Ruth, a woman who stayed faithful even when life was hard. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.